Hey, thanks for taking 10 minutes to watch our show. My name is Carl Azus. We are your objective source for world news. And this Wednesday, that starts with a report on a new missile test by North Korea. The secretive communist country reportedly launched a ballistic missile on Tuesday that traveled from the northern part of the nation to the ocean between North Korea and Japan. A ballistic missile has what's considered to be a medium range. It can fly several hundred miles, potentially reaching a country like South Korea or Japan, but not the United States. South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. are allies of each other and rivals of North Korea. Government-controlled media in North Korea said the missile was hypersonic, meaning it could fly as fast as 20 times the speed of sound and be nearly impossible to shoot down. Experts say they're doubtful the weapon was that advanced, and South Korea says it does have the ability to intercept the kind of missile North Korea launched. Still, it's against international law for North Korea to test out ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons, though the country has repeatedly done that anyway and considers weapons tests a right. Analysts say North Korea launches missiles like this to show off its military power and to get attention from international governments and media. Across the Pacific, the launch was followed by some confusion in U.S. airspace. Officials say the test was not considered a threat to the continental United States, but at least two air traffic controllers in different western states and a spokesperson for the San Diego International Airport said U.S. officials had ordered a temporary ground stop when pilots were told to land and not take off from multiple West Coast airports. It's an unusual order that reportedly lasted a few minutes on Monday afternoon, but some other airports in the region said they were unaware of a ground stop order, and a spokeswoman for NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, said it gave no warnings to U.S. airports about the missile launch. On Tuesday, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said it briefly stopped flights from departing at some airports on the West Coast near the time of the missile test. 10-second trivia. Where would you most likely find a kite winder, an enfilade, and an oxeye? Plant nursery, Subway, pet store, historic home. These are all features you might find in a historic home and some modern ones. Supply and demand factor into our next story today. In December, the prices of houses in the United States hit an all-time high. Real estate brokerage Redfin says the median home price was $360,500 and that the number of homes for sale dropped to an all-time low. That made it a great year for sellers who could get top dollar for their homes and a tough year for buyers who had to pay more for those homes. Analysts expect the housing market to settle down a little this year, especially if mortgage rates go up. But one area of uncertainty is for flippers, people who buy homes, clean and fix them up, and try to sell them at a profit. The average amount of money they made on flips last year dropped dramatically from the year before. Reasons included more expensive materials, more expensive labor, and problems with the supply chain.
Where is this wood? What is this?
Leah Wensink has been renovating and reselling homes for 7 years.
Nope, see? Garbage. This is a huge step outside my comfort zone. I don't know if I will make any money on this house.
The house she's working on is located here in East Tennessee.
This is definitely the most I've ever paid for a flip.
Does that have you worried?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love them so much because they're lightweight.
Wensink says she bought this home for around $170,000 and spent another $30,000 renovating it with more expenses to come.
So it should fit.
She said she won't list it for less than $350,000.
I am very worried about being able to sell the house for what I need in order to compensate for my time. I think it is getting a lot tighter to try to meet your margin if you have it, like a margin and goal. That's good.
That's because of rising costs. Home prices, materials, and labor have all spiked in the last year.
Flippers, you know, they're affected pretty dramatically by supply chain and labor issues in the market.
Todd Tita is an executive at Adam Data Solutions, which puts out a quarterly report on the house flipping market.
Flipping is becoming increasingly more difficult, and good operators are going to have to create value by rehabbing their homes intelligently, buying at a discount, as opposed to just riding the wave of rising prices like everybody else has been doing for the last 18 months.
Wensink says working in a smaller community gives her an advantage.
Coming to a smaller town allows me to feel like I'm not so competitive with everyone. I'm hoping that there's not going to be a ton of people coming in and trying to take over and just buying every house and flipping it. Thank you, ma'am. I don't think for me it would be possible to flip a house in Nashville. I just don't think I have the capital. I don't think I'd have the resources or ability to compete. I just don't think it's possible.
So here in Nashville, I'd say that there's a really high number of flips.
Matt Eden flips houses part-time in Madison, Tennessee, a Nashville suburb.
My first flip was only a little over a year ago, and I definitely learned a ton through that process.
So we're a flip here in Madison. We just closed on this about a week ago. Every flip really has its different issues. Most of mine have some sort of substantial damage. This is probably one of the worst.
So we're gonna be headed over to another one of my flips. The inspector is there. He inspects the work to ensure that it's complete, and then he gives me the next draw of money from the lender. The toughest part about being a flipper is really the unknown and the what if. What if we open the walls and there's major termite damage? What if I have to switch contractors mid-job? Really the anxiety, I guess, of flipping is probably the hardest part.
And new electrical panel.
You have to be pretty adventurous from a financial perspective. You have to be willing to accept a little bit of risk.
The downside risk for a flipper is price declines. We don't see that happening. What we do see happening is leveling out. Some markets may show some decline, some softness. It's all going to come down to experienced flippers knowing how much to rehab a home and then pricing it correctly.
I've got about $700,000 worth of debt at the moment.
But you're not worried about it, or?
No, I'm not worried about it simply because I know what the properties are going to be worth once they're done, and I don't see the bottom falling out of this market anytime soon.
It's important to just take your time and hit it in the center. I'm always worried that there's going to be a recession, and then what value will this be? But at least still I'm like, well, it's still, you're holding property, which is at least going to have some value in this world, I hope. So I have to try to take comfort in that. I try to talk myself off the ledge a lot.
Unexpected question of the day. Can fish drive? The short answer is no. But a team of Israeli researchers did recently create a cart that responds to a goldfish's movement inside a mounted tank. When the fish swam toward a certain direction, cameras, sensors, and a computer made the cart go there. And if the fish reached the target that scientists set up, it got rewarded with food. At first, it reportedly took the animals 30 minutes to figure this out. But after several days of fish driver's ed, some of them could eventually reach the target within 1 minute, even with obstacles in the way. The scientists say this shows that goldfish have the ability to navigate towards something outside of their immediate environment, that they may be smarter than people think they are, and that this might just disprove the theory that goldfish have an incredibly short memory. But some of the animals in the study were better at driving than others, even with food on the line, so it's probably a good idea to keep them in the tank instead of on the road. Something else you don't see every day rates a 10 out of 10. Why did the ostriches cross the road? Because they escaped. 80 of these birds went AWOL from a farm in southern China and made a rushed tour of city life. Chinese media say the ostriches got out after a farm worker didn't properly secure a gate. No injuries were reported of people or the ostriches, and with the help of police, the farmer was able to recover most of the birds. Maybe they just wanted to ostrich their legs, if you know what I'm saying. Guess they thought farm life was for the birds. They were frightless, but flightless. They took flight on a flight of fancy that got off the ground, but ultimately didn't get them any air. And while some might have found their long, leggy journey amusing, they certainly embodied gumption over farm. Baraboo High School, shout out to you, our viewers in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Thank you for your request on our YouTube channel. I'm Carl Azus for CNN.